Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to bonus episode number 4 of the Scottish History Podcast. My name is Owen Innes, and following on from episode number 24, I just wanted to go through a story which is which I mentioned within the episode about Edinburgh Castle, something that happened within Edinburgh Castle, and it was called The Black Dinner. So in 1437, King James I was assassinated, leaving his young son James to rule over Scotland, and he then became James II. His mother Joan wanted to be the regent, however, no one would buy into that idea as she was a woman and English. So the regency passed to Archibald, the 5th Earl of Douglas, until his death in 1439. Archibald's son William took over as Earl, however, he was deemed too young for the regency. Joan eventually awarded the regency to a man called Alexander Livingston, who was the keeper of Linlithgow Palace, who had fended off the keeper of Edinburgh Castle and Scotland's Chancellor, William Crichton, and William Douglas's great-uncle, James Douglas of Balvenie, also known as James the Gross due to his obesity. William Douglas and the clan Black Douglas really had the most to gain, however, if they were to gain control over the young king. So in November of 1440, William Crichton and Alexander Livingston invited the then 16-year-old William Douglas and his younger brother David to Edinburgh Castle to meet with the 10-year-old King James. Now, the legend goes that the three young boys had a meal together and grew to like one another, when suddenly that night the head of a black bull was dropped on the table in front of the Douglas brothers. The black bull was the symbol of death to the Black Douglas. The two brothers were then taken outside, placed on a mock trial, and found guilty of treason and were beheaded. It is also said that William pleaded for them to execute David first, so that the younger brother would not have to witness his older brother's death. However, another story does state that the two brothers were arrested immediately when they arrived at the castle and never even met with James. Regardless, both young boys were beheaded on Castle Hill. Now, this story of the Black Dinner, mixed with the Massacre of Glencoe story, which happened in 1692, which you can also go back and listen to if you haven't already, that's episode number 8. These two stories combined became the inspiration for George R.R. Martin when he was writing his Game of Thrones series of books, and this story combined became The Red Wedding, which was shown in the TV series of Game of Thrones. In relation to the incident, Sir Walter Scott wrote a poem to remember the Black Dinner. Edinburgh Castle, toon and tower, God grant thou sink for sin, and that e'en for the Black Dinner, Earl Douglas gat therein.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.